Oh my God, it is the Punk News Podcast. What number is this? 727, 8, 9, 10. I don't know. I'm not sure what it is. Hi, this is Sam Barrett. Sammy B's here. I am joined here with M Moore, the magical M Moore is here. We do
Hello.
not have a John G tonight.
Happened to him?
I don't know. I think he might be like trapped under a pile of records somewhere in a basement somewhere near Philly. I heard that he has a thing happening soon on May 17th. The Philly Freakout
Ooh.
Peoples, aka John G, is doing a Grooves and Brews at the Neshaminy Creek Brewing. So I think he's probably gearing up for that. Because there's apparently so many vendors going to be there, so many tables I heard, including a Sammy B. Sammy B is driving
Ooh.
from Brooklyn all the way to somewhere near Philadelphia to vendor because I need to get stuff off of my living room floor. So come out and come see me, come see John. You can tell us how much you love the podcast or hate the podcast or just hate the site in general, if you like. We do take all of those feedbacks, if you like. But I think that's where John is, where his head is at right now. Definitely not gearing up for some fancy interview that he's doing.
Oh, definitely not.
No, definitely
No.
not. No. But yeah, I'm How are you doing? I think I haven't talked to you in a little bit. Yeah.
Has been quite some time. And it's really nice to be talking and on the podcast. Yeah, what's going on? Lots of cool interview stuff. So there's two up on Punk News.
Ooh.
Right now, two new-ish ones. We have an interview with Lee of late Ace of Wands. We talked about their new album Future Wave that's up now, and also Beached Out. We are talking about their album Average Weekends, which of course is a reference to shadowy men on a shadowy planet having an average weekend, which of course was used as the opener for Kids in the Hall. And I don't think I've plug this on the podcast yet, but also there's another interview with Kate of Twat Union where we talk about Don't Blame the Peach, their new EP. So go read that, listen to that. But yeah, other than that, I'm pretty busy getting ready for Pooza. Very exciting. I'm brushing up on my French. I've been
A rat, a
Oh no.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get my accent back and it's not working.
every single time I go up to Montreal, I brush up on my French, and every single time I get there, the only thing I ever remember is a rat. Stop. Completely useless. Yeah, I guess that's like the dumb American in me, right?
Least you know one song or one song, one word, one
Well,
phrase.
it's a sign. Like, I need to make sure
Yeah.
that I know when to stop a car or, not cross the street or something.
Very true.
Yes, it's more of a safety thing, I think.
It's yeah, if you don't know, it's a hazard.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah. Obey traffic signs, everyone. Very important.
Super,
Very,
super
very
important.
important.
Super
Yes.
important. Yes. Well, Sam's been running around. I was debriefing with M before this started, and yeah, I've been running around. Apparently, this past weekend, I went to a metalcore show. And would have
Ooh.
to say, so I went to go see Say Six, Windwalkers, which I apparently am obsessed with right now. Yes, besides being a random punk in New York, I do like me some pop music, which I think you guys all know And apparently I got into metalcore as of recent, so that's a thing. So Windwalkers, I love you guys, so keep on making more stuff, please. And I saw this band from Australia called North Lane, and the headliner was a band called Dayseeker. Yes, lots of singing, lots of lights. Apparently a furry showed up at the show, which I don't go to a lot of metalcore shows, but I would have to say this is a damn delight when I see like weird, what I perceive as weird, right? Things at shows, because I'm not used to that. Like a person in a fuzzy costume, like a full head
Pursuit.
suit, showing up at a show is kind of like not a normal occurrence that happens in or core shows, right? I would have to say, I would probably, unless you go to like the fest and it's Halloween weekend, then you might start to see costumes at punk shows. But yeah, I would have to say that was a damn delight. Seeing this person in a furry head bopping around in the pit during Dayseeker while they were playing Bloodlust, which is kind of like a harder song on the new album that they have. So I was like, oh, I was like, this is a delight. This is such a joy for me. Also, n totally not used to engagement proposals at shows. That totally happened during one of like Dayseeker's like nicer songs, and I was like oohing and eyeing and melting to that, because I'm like just like, this is so delightful, you guys. I was like, I think I'm just gonna like keep on remembering that metalcore shows are can be quite delightful. And no one's actually trying to bash my face in, like, you know, when I normally go to a hardcore show, a New York hardcore show, that is. So
Yes.
that happens for Sam. A++ on a Dayseeker show, you guys. Then I also went to go see Sugar. Yes, the band Sugar. They reunited, and I was able to see them on Sunday at Webster Hall in New York City. And that was a damn treat, I would have to say. They played fantastic for being like, you know, a band that reunited. Apparently they did talk about reuniting, like, I think for 2 years or something like that. So it's a long time coming, but damn treat there. So if you guys can and like Sugar, please try to grab tickets to go see them, because I would have to say they played so many hits. My husband, Chris, was having the time of his life on Sunday, I would have to say. I might have seen a tear in his eye. Not sure, because it was very hard to see. I would have to say I was on the younger end of a Sugar crowd, which was kind of like weird, because on Friday going to see Dayseeker, I was like one of the older people there. So yes, I ran the gamut of fun this weekend. Yeah. Well, speaking of fun, apparently Gwar, they're a fun band,
Yes,
right? Yeah,
very
super
fun,
fun.
super fun.
They are releasing pretty much a 7-inch of the cover of Pink Pony Club on vinyl, and I think on CD, I believe. And I'm pretty sure most of it is gone. There's also their rendition of We Were Just Gwar, which is like, you know, I guess a pun on I'm Just Ken from like Barbie on a limited edition 7-inch. It's a pre-orders up now, and it looks really damn cool. I hope everyone that wanted one got one. I definitely missed out on this. There's also a very, very pink phallic object that is available for sale as well. Which I so appreciate from them. Just saying. But yes, Yes. Do you listen to Guar? Is this something that's like up your alley?
I haven't listened to a lot of Gwar, but like their shows look like a lot of fun. So like I do want to see them. And one of my friends went to one of the shows, like purposefully wearing white to just get like drenched in blood and stuff,
Yes.
and like still has the shirt and everything. And it was so funny because like they're telling me like getting out of the show and walking back to like the GO train and stuff. It was like, yeah, no one's gonna fucking mess with me because I'm
No.
covered in blood. I'm crazy.
This so
It was great.
Gwar is also doing a full tour of most of the US. I think they are they going to Canada? Looks like they're going to Canada, yes. Sometime this fall
Out east
into the summer
or out
into
west.
winter. Yes. So I actually really so I have not seen Gwar. I don't listen to them all the time. However, they are a spectacle. So, like, when I'm talking about like rock show spectacle, they are definitely a rock show spectacle from what I can tell. And I'm totally about it. One of my friends did go see Gwar as well, in Richmond. And apparently she stated to me that they covered the walls with plastic.
Oh
To like, not ruin the, walls of the venue. And I was like, that is definitely a smart move to do because I cannot imagine anyone paying anyone after a Gwar show being like, okay, we're gonna have to scrub the fake blood from the walls,
Oh my gosh, can you imagine that's your job?
scrubbing fake
Oh,
blood from walls.
it takes so long.
I also have a
Awful.
question. What is in the fake blood?
That is a
Like,
good question.
I kind of want to know like what is the chemical makeup of this? But whatever. I actually did listen to the Pink Pony Club cover, and it's damn fantastic. Like, I
It
would
is
have to.
great.
Yeah, it is so good. So I'm actually glad that they're taking something like that's like a one-off, like an Onion AV club thing, and like making it a real thing. I mentioned in the podcast, in the Record Store Day podcast, I recently acquired the Turnstile record, but the NPR, like when Turnstile
Oh.
went to NPR. And did Tiny Desk. That
Yeah.
recording, I acquired it on vinyl. And I was like, is this real? Like, because I tend to not want to buy anything that's like not real, but that one,
Yeah.
I felt the NPR episode was like so good. So I was like, oh, of course we have to buy this now, right? So I'm kind of glad that Gwar is just like embracing it and was like, okay, well, we're just gonna make this real and let's press it in some like really pink vinyl or something and make it really fun. So
Yeah.
I'm really about that. Is the vinyl pink? Might not be pink, it might be black, but still. Make it real, you guys. I'm all about authentic, real things here.
Exactly.
And I might actually go see them. I might actually hit up the December 10th date in New York City. So we'll see. Anyone there have a ticket? You might see me. I don't know. We'll see. December's such far, far time away. Anyways.
It
So M,
is.
you are going to Pooza, yeah?
I am going to Pooza. I am very excited to go to Pooza. Very,
Yeah.
very excited.
So
Yeah.
are you going to go see some of our next people that we're going to talk about amongst legends?
Yes, I am going to try to catch as many bands as I can. And one of them is Among Legends, who are from Waterloo. And they recently announced a new album called Lose My Grip. and released a video for the first single called Hack, and it's all caps, and they are separate. Oh no, they are separated by
Slashes.
yeah, there we go. So, and they also released a video for that. So like the song's very good, it's very catchy, it's very, very punky, very fast, and the lyrics are all about like environmental destruction. So the video is made up of like archival footage, either that was like real or that was shot for movies or propaganda films, and it kind of mixes everything together and it fits the tone of the song really, really well. So I love when that happens, and it's just like everything marries together so well, and the visuals and the song are just perfect together. So I'm very excited to see them. They are playing. I'm gonna find it. Found
What?
it. They're playing on May 16th at Cafe Cleopatra, which is very exciting. And they are going to do a great job. And they're also on they're on the Dead Bob show, so that's gonna be sick too.
Oh my God, you're going to Cafe Cleopatra. I've been wanting to go there for so long. Every single time I've gone to
Oh.
Pooza, I've never been able to get into that, well, go to that place because none of the bands that plays there that I wanted to see, you know.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, there's just a scandalous, lady sign in front of the place that I just, in every single time I walk by it, I just think that there's like, scandalous things happening inside of it. So,
Well,
yeah.
you never know.
Well, I'm gonna need a full review of the interior of that place.
Not last year, but the year before when we went, we were going for like there were a couple bands there that wanted to see. So you go in, and to one side there's stairs going upstairs, and then to the other side there is a bouncer ahead of a door to the strip club. So he's like, "Oh, if you're here for the festival, you go upstairs. If you want to see the girls, you come in here."
Oh my God, you just confirmed everything that I thought that place was. And because, again, I haven't been inside. I just like see the
Yeah.
line outside of it going, what can that be? I could probably Google what it is, but yes, I'm so glad you're going there.
The sound is really good in the
Yeah,
room.
I would believe it. Like,
Yes, it's a good vibe.
you need to have like good vibes, and you need to have good sound for whatever happens in that building, Yeah, so Among Legends, I really like the song. It kind of like gave like very like Bad Religion-ish vibes to me.
I could
Which,
see it.
yeah, definitely, right? Also the I am so happy they didn't go with like 'cause like a lot of videos like this with the montages of clips and stuff like that, a lot of bands will make it into a lyric video. And I'm so glad this was not a lyric video. Not that I don't like lyric videos, right? It's just I was
Right.
like I found the archival images way more interesting than having graphics of like words projected out at me. The
Oh,
entire
100%.
time, like it was also like very edit it was edited so beautifully, I would have to say. So Mitchell Buchanan did a great job at that. But yeah, no, I would definitely if I was going to Pooza, I would definitely go check them out. Yeah. Ooh, there's another person that you're gonna go see at Pooza, yeah?
Yes. That is Taxi Girls, who are going to release their debut album. Well, they just announced their debut album. So back in 2023, they released their debut EP called Coming Up Roses. And then 2025 or 2024, they released two songs, and then they just kind of, took a little bit of a break, and now they're back. And they're back as a four piece, like on Rainy, and very exciting. So they are going to be releasing their new album called Static. that's coming out on in June on Stomp Records and Wild Honey Records. So that's very, very cool. And they released a video for their first song called Say It. It is very catchy. It is very good. The video is like a performance video and it's lit very well. And like there's a lot of movement and stuff. So they're playing Pooza Fest in Montreal, which is going to be really, really great because I think it was either the first year I went or the second year I went, they were playing. And I'm like, oh, I like have to see them, can't miss them. And there was like a time conflict thing, so I did end up missing them, and I was like, ah, you know, rats, because really wanted to see them. So this year, I finally, hopefully, will get to see them. But yeah, Sam, what did you think of the new Taxi Girls?
Oh, I really, really like this, and I like the fact that like the video was really well recorded, right? Like video
Yeah.
or taped. I don't, yeah, whatever this is.
Yes.
So I agree with you with that, but I actually really like the lyrics to the song because essentially it's like, can't read your mind, say it like you mean it, tell me how you feel. Right. And I'm like, I say this. So Sam's been in therapy. And I say this to my therapist all the time. I was like, I can't read people's minds. So it like literally harks back a lot of that. And I'm like, oh, I'm not going crazy. I was like, other peer people experience the same things where a lot of the times they're just like assuming. You understand what they mean. I don't know if this is just a New York thing or just a human thing, but hey, I'm glad they made a song out of it because it apparently happens way too often. I also love the
It
fact that like
does.
one of them kissed the letter, like they wrote something down, like put it in a letter, and they kissed the letter, and like that's like the running thing of the song, right? It's like,
Yes.
I can't read your mind because that's like another way of communication. It's like writing things down. If you can't physically say it, then write it down or somehow communicate it. There's many, many modes of communication here. Taxi Girl's got it.
And all methods are valid as long as you're saying what you actually mean.
Exactly. And you know, like saying I miss you is a good thing sometimes. Or just saying what you want or need.
Exactly.
Yes. So I'm glad you're gonna go see them. That seems very, very great, because I would probably be right there with you if I was going.
Yes.
Or I would actually go and see the Cancer Bats, which apparently I actually have seen them at Pooza before. They played a few years ago, and I would have to say the entire place tore it up for them and lost their damn minds. So I'm actually glad that they are back, because the Cancer Bats is they just released a new single, yeah, called Stay Stuck. It's coming off of their new album called Give Me Dirt, and it will be out on August 7th via Bat Skull Records, New Damage, and Marshall Records. Three labels, you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're also touring. They are also playing Pooza. It seems like they're playing Pooza as a 20th anniversary of Birthing the Giant. So that should
Yes.
be real fun. Yeah. So, Em, what do you think about Stay Stuck?
I loved this song. I love this song so much. Cancer Bats are amazing. They're easily like one of my like top bands. I interviewed Liam earlier this year about Birthing the Giant, and it was so much fun and just awesome person and awesome band. So yeah, this video is really fun too, because they're like at a construction site and then they're like at a screen printing thing, and it's just so much like good stuff. The production on this is awesome. It sounds so heavy. I can't wait for the track list, or sorry, for the album. The track list is crazy. Chris Cresswell is on a tr is on one of the songs. That's pretty cool. And I mean, like, new Bat stuff is always really fun. So, yeah, I am so stoked to see them. They're doing main stage, so like, it's gonna be nuts. Like, people are gonna be going everywhere. It's gonna be amazing. Like, I can't wait. And Birthing the Giant too is just like an amazing album, and there's so many great songs off of that that they're gonna be playing. So, yeah, and like, it's a fest set, so they're gonna play like lots of the hits and everything. So, very excited, and yeah, can't
Yeah,
wait.
I really like this track. Like I normally like Cancer Bats. I don't listen to them all the time, but they're so good live, and they just like, yeah, this video is amazing. Like it's just amazing, and it's fun because they're it's just like wonky and wacky, you know?
Yeah.
It's chaos. I think I just like chaos in my life, so watching chaos happen in a workspace, and or in a car with pizzas, I would have to say the costuming, whoever really so they actually stepped it up on costumes this time. A++. The song is really, really good too. There's a lot of like just stuff happening. Like I feel like there's a wall of sound somewhere that happens in it. Yeah, I want more, and it does excite me that they have Chris Cresswell on a song because why not? Why not get every Canadian friend to come out and record stuff with you? I'm about that. Get every friend out there. Yeah. Also the
Yeah.
pizza people, like the fact that there was a snippet of time where two of them is feeding each other pizza as pizza delivery people was like so wholesome in the video.
Yes.
I was just like, this is magic. I don't even
And it,
understand. Yeah.
sorry,
Yeah.
it
I
looks so good.
Yeah, well, yes, the pizza looks good, but it's also like there's just something magical about like feeding a loved one pizza in my eyes. Maybe I'm just crazy and deranged, but I'm like, oh, I was like, this is really wholesome to me. I was like, meanwhile, there's a lot of riffing happening and a lot of crazy stuff happen like in the music happening. I'm like, there's a dichotomy here that's happening. I don't know. I was like, thank you, Cancer Bats, for giving me something to listen to, and I do look forward to a new album. Hopefully it's good. I don't know.
I like the way you put it, like the little kind of calm in the chaos, a little like we love each other thing. It's really sweet.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's funny because it's like, I love when you see moments of bands on stage where they actually look like they like each other. Because
Yeah.
like I think we do a lot of punk news talking about when bands break up. And sometimes when that happens, I get really sad. Because I never
Sure.
want to see a band ever break up. It happens, right? But especially if it's like my favorite band, which Bouncing Souls, don't break up anytime soon, please. But like, it does make me sad that like, things happen to people and it's bad stuff, right?
Yeah.
Especially when they're like making good music. So it's like, sometimes it's nice to see when like a band isn't like super stoic and they're just being silly with each other. I really, really love silly moments in life in general. So seeing it like recorded, because like these music videos are going to last way longer than some of us. we deal with media all the time, and it's like, a lot of this will last longer than some of these bands or some of the people involved in the bands and stuff like that. So, yeah. Thank you for giving us a silly moment in our life, Cancer Bats. Thank you. I think we're gonna
We
play
need
some
more of it.
music. We need more of it. So we're just gonna play some music and hopefully get more of it. So, Em, what do you want to play?
Well, because we are talking about them. I'm going to play the new Cancer Bats track. So here it is.
And I am going to play another Canadian band. They're called Die Waiting. They are friends of ours in the punk news sphere, and apparently they have re just dropped a new EP called Calm Down. So I'm gonna play Roads or Road.
Cripple me so pretty, nitty gritty little piece of my heart.
Yes, we like really lighthearted moments in this world. So, another thing that happened this week that is, I guess, pretty lighthearted is this band called Worthington Law. Worthington's Law. They're from North Carolina here in the States, and we premiered a video for them. The track is called Bianca, Banaka. I don't even know how to say it. Oh my God. Anyways, it is literally a track about a mouth spray, a bad breath mouth spray. And it is released off of their new album called Funnier, Punkier, and Bandier. It is out at the end of this month, May 29th, via Sell the Heart, Engineer Records, Cobra Cafe, and Feral Hives. So it is out for pre-order now through Creep Records and all of the other labels I just mentioned. The video that they put out is kind of real silly. It is definitely a damn gem if you watch it, because it is it harks to me, harks back. The lyrics literally states where you can find the object that is the title of the object and what you will do with said object. And the entire video is them spraying it in their mouths or not in their mouths. And I find it a damn delight because it reminds me of, remember the band Mean Jeans? They
Oh,
literally
yes.
put out an album of just jingles. It almost harks back a lot of that, and I find that very delightful because it's so damn silly. And I almost want this band to like get picked up by this mouth spray company and use this as literally a commercial because I think it really should be. Wait, hold on, didn't Froggy do something like this too?
Oh yeah, the
Maybe.
7-Eleven thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we need more bands to do like weird jingles and or commercials. And I would have to say this is on brand with this band because apparently they are known as funny punks. I think two of them was actually like into comedy, like they were like doing stand up or something like that. Improv. There you go. Improv.
Oh,
So
yeah.
this definitely works in this band's favor. Did you watch this video?
Oh my God, I did. It was so funny. Every time like they spray like the stuff, something changes and it was great. It was so funny because like listening to it the first time and like even just seeing it, I 100% was like, "Oh, it's Bianca. It's about like someone." And then I was like, "Oh, that's not the word."
No.
So, it's so nice to have again just kind of like what we were talking about like bands having fun and doing funny like videos and just kind of being silly. It's great to see. It's great to see like bands being serious as well, but like it's just very nice after not really a lot of silliness to see some silliness.
Well, I think with this video, like this is true to this punk band. Like this punk band
Yeah.
is just a pretty funny, silly band. And I love the fact that they were able to capture it in a video like this and even in music, because like I feel like a lot of music is about emotions. It's very serious topics. Like about death or like, about being really angry or stuff like that. And we all need that, right? We need
Yes,
a
definitely.
gamut of things, emo. But we also do need silly in our life. And like, sometimes like, having something that's super damn catchy and it's something so like silly is what gets stuck in your head. I was like, do you know how many times a stupid commercial jingle will get stuck in my head, and I'm just like humming it along, and I'm like, oh, I was like, oh, their branding's on point, you know, like I'm just gonna go and grab a soda now.
Yes.
Yeah. So yes, we do hope that Worthington's Law does more silly fun jingles and or just silly fun songs, because we need that in life, especially now when everything sucks and gas prices are like $4 million.
Craziness, absolute craziness.
Super, super crazy. I don't even understand what's happening. Okay. So another thing, something that I do understand what's happening is apparently the Menzingers, they're releasing a new album, if you didn't know. But they just announced that they're going on tour. The tour is a pretty extensive one, with Hot Water Music. Where is this thing? Oops, lost it. Sorry, you guys. Sam is not on our A game. Anyways, yes. So they're going on tour this fall, and they're going on tour with Hot Water Music and Weekend Friends. Pretty much all of the states. I think they are hitting Canada. It's funny to me because, like, this tour, like, when I saw this tour, right, I looked at it and I saw Menzingers was on top of the flyer, and then Hot Water Music's close to the middle of the flyer. And I was like, wait, hold on. Menzingers headlining? I was like, what happened? So, as Punk News, no, well, you've been on the site for a long time. Punk News is really, really orgcore, and like one of the orgcore. Most orgcore bands, when you think of it, is Hot Warner Music. Apparently, it was stated once that Hot Warner Music is the Punk News people's orgcore spirit animal. So I was like, what the heck happened? I was like, looking at this going, is this really what's happening? I was like, is the Menzingers actually headlining this? Or is this like a co-headlining situation? Because in my eyes, I was like, and I love the Menzingers. I do. And I also love Hot Warner Music. They're equal to me. Am I going crazy?
Sure. So you think it makes more sense as like a co-headlining tour?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Maybe I'm just crazy.
I could see that.
I might just be crazy. I don't know. But anyways, it's billed as such, so, and I think some of the commenters actually possibly lost their mind as well, because they had the same remarks that I did about this. But regardless, I was like, hey, yeah, I did listen to the new Menzinger song, and I was actually pretty happy with it because I wasn't necessarily a fan of their last album. I didn't really listen to it enough, but there wasn't any like songs that like caught me like I feel like it should, right? Because we all go
Sure.
through those things. So I was like, I do literally melt for Greg songs, so thank you, Menzingers, for putting out the first single as a Greg song, because you already got my pre-order money just for that. And you're probably gonna get my money again because you're playing with Hot Water Music. So see ya in Brooklyn, you guys, which is the last show, and at Brooklyn Paramount, which is a pretty big venue. So I'm like, we'll see where that goes. Brooklyn Paramount is a very, very, very beautiful venue. So we're gonna have a fun time. Did you listen to the new Menzingers? Do you care for them? Do you like them?
The new Menzinger song I did listen to. They're a band that obviously, like, because of punk news, like, I know about them, and I know they're, one of kind of the quintessential orgcore bands. They are not my favorite of the orgcore bands, but I don't mind the new song, Chance Encounters. I also thought like the video was kind of cool. Again, sort of like a blend of like tour footage and stuff. And I love videos like that. Like they're so fun. So,
It's nostalgic in a way.
yeah. And again, just like going back to your point, like they all look like they're having fun together. You know, nobody looks like they're like not having a good time. So that's definitely really nice. But other than that, no, I've never really gotten down and like fully listened to like a couple albums. I've just kind of heard songs here and there, videos here and there, and stuff. So, what would be like a good Menzingers kind of starting point, would you say?
Oh, well, so Sam has had a very, very long history with the Menzingers because Sam has is very old, apparently.
No.
And so I've been with the Menzingers since their 7-inch, like one of the first 7-inches they have come out. And then, of course, like with Chamberlain Waits and like all of that. I actually used to see them in Brooklyn, like in, let's just say, illegal Bushwick apartment parties,
Okay.
where they would probably go on at like 2 in the morning, and I was probably like 20 years old. Yes, I don't know how I survived those times. And I do remember it being really, really hot, and some of the people lost all of their tops just because it was that hot, and we're all like vibing to the Menzingers. So, like, you know, like when they sing about the Ava House, that was kind of like the era of, like, you know, but I guess like a Brooklyn version of the Ava House is like when I was going to see them frequently, you know?
Sure.
So I would say if you want like a really, really good album to start with, like start with After the Party. 'Cause I don't want to like, you know, throw you to like, you know, super old stuff. 'Cause I hold After the Party near and dear to my heart. Like, I love that album so much. There's just so many bangers on it. Like, it's just, you know, so good.
Sure.
Yeah, I miss the Menzingers. I'll probably go see them in Brooklyn. So whoever's there could probably hold me and cry with me while they play After the Party. We could cry together. Yeah.
Yeah.
So another thing that is happening, another really, really long tour that's happening, is the Sex Pistols is going on tour with Frank Carter. And they are
Yes.
pretty much going for most of fall. Yeah, like September into October.
Most of all, yes.
Yes. So on select dates, Panic Shack, Bad Nerves, Starcrawler, and Military Gun is going to be supporting. Yeah, this seems like crazy. What do you think?
Yeah, I am very excited because I was waiting for the support announcement because I'm going to the Toronto show, and I wasn't sure if they were gonna do like here's a band that would have played with the Sex Pistols, kind of like leaning into the 50 years of punk thing, or if they were going to do like local bands at different shows. Like I wasn't sure kind of what they were gonna do. And then to see this, it's like it's all young bands who are doing really cool things and like sound really cool. Like Panic Shack are amazing. And they put out their self-titled E album last year. And it's awesome because it's, yeah, like their e debut EP is so good. Baby Shack. And I love Panic Shack so much. So I'm so happy that they are the openers for the Toronto show. Because it's going to be awesome. Military Gun, I've never seen them live. I like some of their recorded stuff. Some of the recorded stuff I don't, but like some of it I do. But videos of them live is insane. And Sam, I think you've seen them, right?
Oh, I've seen them a couple times and they are fantastic.
Yeah. And then Starcrawler and Bad Nerves also, like, I've never seen them, but like they put on, from what I can tell anyway, on online, like really good shows. Have you seen Bad Nerves or Starcrawler?
No, not yet.
Okay. But yeah, I think this is really cool. I love when older bands take younger bands on tour, and it's kind of like, it's kind of the spirit of it, right? It's like, yep, we're established, we're gonna get people on to kind of the next wave and everything. And it's just so good to see, and so good to see like them making a concerted effort to expose their fans to new stuff instead of just being like, oh, yep, we're gonna do this and do that. And no, it's like, nope, you're gonna listen to something completely different, and then you're gonna hear something that's very familiar. And both are really good. So I think it's a really good balance. Sam, what do you think? And are you gonna go to any of these shows?
I don't think I am going to any of these shows. I do know that the Sex Pistols is playing the CBGB's Fest here in New York in September. And I'm not planning on going to that either because it just seems like so many things. Like, festivals sometimes can get really exhausting. Especially like
Sure.
looking at the lineups and you're just like, oh my God, you know? So I'm probably not going to do that. Plus, it's like under the K Bridge, well, at least the CBGB's Fest thing. They're playing, yeah, that's the only date they're playing in New York. I'm not driving anywhere to go see anyone. So probably not on this tour, but I do love the fact that they are, I agree with you. I love the fact that they are taking in younger bands and it's not just like, you know, these are all my friends and like, you know, stuff like that. Because I feel like sometimes it's a good thing to take a new band or a younger band and giving them exposure because some people may not have this on their radar. They may not be checking punk news. They might not be checking, you know, all of the various other sites, you know, looking for new music. You know,
Yeah.
I was literally just at Sugar and like most of the people, some guy was chatting me up while I was standing there waiting for Sugar to go on. And he was like trying to talk to me about like, you know, all of these old bands. And I'm like standing there going, yeah, okay. Like, you know, like, sure. But like, I knew if like I said any of the newer bands, like, you know, that I listened to, like, he would have like no idea what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Like type of situation. So this is potentially an, you know, an outlet for that. Plus the other thing is like this is kind of like a cool thing because there has been times where I've gone to like, you know, a show that has older an older crowd. Oh, this happens a lot with like punk rock bowling. Like, you know, because punk rock bowling will also have like, you know, some of the more like historic bands play or reunite to play, you know, but they'll also have like
Sure.
some of the younger bands come. And because you know I've gone to one of the touring punk rock bowlings. I haven't gone to the ones in Vegas like John usually does.
Right.
But I was like, you know, those are opportunities where like let's say you have kids and your kids into punk, which sometimes can be rare, right? So
Yes.
you'll go there to see like the more historic bands, right? Or the older bands, and maybe your kid's into Panic Shack, right? So now you guys get to have a day together where you're both seeing bands that you both like, because sometimes that doesn't always happen. like I have friends with kids that's into trap music.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And they're like into punk. I'm sure they're not thrilled about taking their kids to a Trap concert. So, like, like these moments are like, nice to have, and a festival like CBGB's Fest is also like one of those moments where they have like, bands, younger bands play. Wait, is Scowl playing this year?
CBGBs, I think so.
Oh, no. Military Gun is playing, and so is Mannequin Pussy. So they both
Oh.
have like younger fans, but they might also have like people that's like into the Buzzcocks or like into Circle Jerks and stuff like that, or into B Bikini Kill. Maybe not into Morrissey.
Yeah.
We're not sure about Morrissey, but it might happen. I don't know.
You never know.
You never know. And I hope if Morrissey does not show up to CBGB's Fest, they have someone else lined up. But yeah, no, I do like this. I like this. I appreciate that they're doing something like this. Because it would probably be easy to just be like, hey, let me take like an older band that's my friends, that's in the same vein of us. But you're actually not necessarily growing a band if you continue to have the same age people follow you. And those
Right.
people may not actually go out to shows anymore. So
Yeah.
that's another thing. So, it's actually, I think, strategically a good move.
Yeah.
Does
Keeps
that make
moving
sense?
the, yeah. Definitely. It keeps moving the kind of the punk sphere, expanding the punk sphere.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, I see, I go to a lot of bouncing soul shows, so many, and I do see so many kids with their parents go to these shows. And that's kind of like how you like maintain being a band and maintain getting like a fan base, I was
Yeah.
like, you kind of need you need to bring in the young punks, because the young punks will continue to go to shows a lot longer than me being 40 something, At some point, Sam's not going to shows anymore because she's going to be tired. Don't know when that's going to
Right.
be, but
Not for a while, not for a while.
not for a while. And I hope M goes to more shows.
Thank you.
Yes. But yeah, no, this is a good thing. Yeah, M, do you have anything else to say about this?
I think it's so cool, and yeah, I hope we can like go to shows together at some point and stuff too, because that'd be sick.
Yeah.
It's just nice to have like live music and have it be a thing that is available and at different kind of levels. So it's really, really, really great to see.
Yeah. I think we're gonna play some songs and wrap this doozy of a thing up. So, what do you want to play?
Well, because we talked about them earlier too, and they are going to play Apooza, I am going to play Say It, the new song by Taxi Girls off
And
their new album.
yeah. And I'm going to play, because we literally just mentioned them, Military Gun. Thought you were waving, because I would like to wave at them. I
will send you
think
so many pictures.
please send pictures, and Sam will be at the Philly Freakout Groovy Grooves and Boot Brews, so CMA 17th in Philadelphia. And yeah, ciao.
Au revoir.